What do you think are some of the qualities that someone has who's a dental assistant? What do you have that you think most aligns with your career and why you like it so much?
I think one of the things I liked the most was variety. So many people may not know that in dentistry that there's 9 different specialties that are recognized by the American Dental Association. And within those dental specialties, there are different certifications and licensures that dental assistants can apply for. So for example, if you really liked oral surgery or orthodontics, there is that need. Another growing area you don't really hear about too much is there might be someone that has an interest in forensics and wants to learn more about that. So there are different variations and opportunities for students and for those that have an interest in healthcare. But I think the biggest thing is, for me, I wanted to be able to serve in some capacity. When I was a high school student, I was a very moderate student. I did very well in school, but I didn't always have all the sciences. I didn't always have all the math classes. And coming from a family background where my dad was in the military, we traveled around a lot. So my education, depending upon where we were, I might have algebra one semester, and then next thing I know, I'm in a bookkeeping class, for example, because of how things changed as we were moving along. And when I had the opportunity, and I thought, I really, you know, when you're in high school and you're trying to think, what do I want to be? What do I want to do? And I knew that I felt pretty comfortable with helping people. I was used to helping my sisters with different things, my parents with different things, and I felt like I had that service type of position that I was looking for, something where I could help and be able to do that. When I was in high school, I was really geared more towards a lot of the business classes because I thought that's what I wanted to do. And so I was looking at being an administrative assistant or something within business. And then I had an opportunity when I went with my high school counselor, and they said, you know, Debbie, you might want to try looking into the regional occupational program. They have this brand new dental assisting program that's going to be starting out, and you're going to have an opportunity, if you'd like, check it out this semester and see what you think. That was in my senior year. I was 17 years old, and who knew that this was going to expand into a 42-year career? I ended up in a wonderful general dentist practitioner, and I just loved the office. I was able to be molded and guided, and I had a lot of support and a lot of mentorships throughout the years. But that dentist really helped me, and his dental team helped me to find myself, because I was a very shy person, very quiet. As a matter of fact, I'm the type of student that would sit like 3 rows to the back. And if the teacher would call on me, I'd turn beet red because I'm like, oh no, please don't ask me. even though I would know the answer, I didn't want to raise my hand. I'd kick myself under the table going, well, I know the answer. I should have raised my hand. But I was so shy. I never thought that getting into this career, how it really helped me to blossom as an individual, to be able to speak for my patients, to be able to communicate well with my patients, and that led me to being able to communicate with my students and my fellow peers out in the dental community. So I think anyone who feels that there's something that they want to do, no matter what age, whether you're in high school, you're a young adult, or maybe you're an older adult and you're wanting to transition into something where you feel very productive and you want to help and service those in your community, that this is a fantastic way to be able to take that first step and see what you think for yourself.